That's music right there from the lovely Lana Del Rey. Blue Bannister's name of that one. It is 9 a.m. here in Boston Town. You are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, freeform radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world. WMFO.org. You are not hearing things, my friends. I am not the wonderful Mike Newman. I'm sitting in for Mike Newman, covering for Mike on the mic today. I was back here covering for him in May 14th, I believe. And Mike is held up this morning, and he turned to his fellow DJs, and I said, I can do it. I answered the call. I'm here. I'm excited to be here. I do love filling in for this show. Mike Newman is the best, and the show is the best, so it is an honor. I hope you're all having a wonderful Saturday morning. Happy July 2nd. Where did June go? Who knows? It just seems like it went by in the blink of an eye. I'm here with you from 9 to 11, and then Something About the Women will follow, another one of my favorite shows. And then another one of my favorite shows, Crash Course for the Ravers. Brian Young, Saturday is always a good time here in WMFO. But now, from 9 again to 11, you got me, Ryan D, filling in for Mike Newman. On the mic, and I'm going to kick off the show with some brand new noise. One of the greatest parts of the show, giving you some new noise. Got some great stuff right now from Marcus King to kick off the show. His upcoming, forthcoming solo album is called Young Blood. It's out August 26th on Easy Eye Sound. And here is the brand new single from Marcus King. Again, it's called Lie, 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 kicking it off with Mike on the Mic with me, Ryan D. Enjoy.
rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
it's so good. An invitation to a crash landing, it said everything it should. No, you're not a statue made out of wood. I started out not understanding, by the end I understood. Yeah.
mighty fine stuff right there. Band of Horses, Laredo, name of that one. I'm sending that one out to Mike Newman because we're both Band of Horses fans. That's the second single off of their third album, Infinite Arms. It was released May 2010. The Gravel Pit up edit that was Standing in My Way. Great one off of the New Haven, Connecticut band's 1994 release. It's called Crash Land. I'm from Connecticut, and I grew up with that band, Connecticut Music, Gravel Pit, and Miracle Legion, and those Melvins. Man, that was good stuff. And I've seen Gravel Pit so many times back when I was a youngin'. Crash Land again, name of the 1994 album. It's fantastic. Up ahead of that, you heard some great stuff from ZZ Top. Classic song, LaGrange, just lead single off the trio's third album, 1973's Tres Hombres. And speaking of ZZ Top, the Black Keys up out of that, Good Love, and that's off the duo's brand new album, Drop Out Boogie, is released May 13th on their own label, Easy Eye Sound, and that song features Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top on guitar. And kicking off the set with some brand new noise, as well as the show, with Marcus King, brand new single called Lie, Lie, Lie. It's the second single. I am incorrect. It's the third single from Marcus King's forthcoming solo album. It's called Young Blood, out August 26th on Easy Eye Sound, the same exact label that is owned by the Black Keys boys. Young Blood will be out August 26th. New noise, fantastic stuff. I'm Ryan D. I'm here for Mike on his show, Mike on the Mic. Happy Saturday. Hope you are enjoying your morning so far. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, wherever you're listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going to do some more new noise. That's how we start off every set here on the Mic. And this one comes from a good friend of mine. He's got a wonderful album coming out. I'm a big fan of him. It's Bill Scazzari, and he has an album coming out called The Crosswinds of Kansas, and I am very fortunate to have an early release of it sent to me from Bill. Thank you so much, my friend. It is super duper. Can't wait for all of you to hear all of this, but I'm going to play one of the songs that has been out there in the world. I don't want to play something that's not out there already. But I'm going to play you something that is really good. I'm going to really like it. It's called Not Should Have Known. And this is off of, again, Bill's upcoming album, The Crosswinds of Kansas. New noise here on Mike on the Mic. Enjoy.
Crawled down in a wishing well about as deep as I could go, and I found there's still no drawing water there without a bucket and a long rope. And then the thought occurred to me that I should have spent more time on other things than wishing wells, like learning how to climb. But what if I knew not should have known? What if I knew and not should have known? Not should have known. Not should have known. Well, at least I've learned to wander, and at least I learned to leave hucksters and the conjurers in the land of make-believe. Yeah, I danced out of those hallowed halls where their dust still fouls the air. And if I'm not laughing when my number's called, well, at least I'll not be there. What if I knew and not should have known? What if if I knew, and I should have known, and I should have known, and I should have known. Jacket with red death inside his eyes. He asked me for directions. He said, "Hey, how do I get to 95? What I just said, "I'm not from here," but he didn't care or wish to wait. He just said, "Well, if not 95, then how about Highway 8? That's when I reached into my pocket and I quickly gave the cashier cash. And then I hurried out the door before its wind could hit my back. But he ran right out behind me and he put his dark sunglasses on. And like that devil in the night, he brushed my shoulder and was gone. Now I'm just sitting here in my car, thinking about how you and I have changed. Now there's no guarantee our destiny could ever be the same. Because no matter how much care we take, there's still danger on these roads. But I'm not looking for what's fair to break, and it doesn't need to show. No, I'm just waiting for the courage to accept what I can't change. Still I can't help but worry about how sometimes things turn strange, and how with every situation that confronts me to my core, there comes a realization that I seem to have had before. So I'm not asking you any questions about why you want to be alone. I saw the love was gone from your eyes when you said it was all true, and you should have known. But what if I knew? And I should have known. What if I knew? And I should have known.
It all seemed crystal clear. When I blindly trusted all of it, before I learned to fear. But it turned over everything I know. Behind me I left young loving soul. I die to know that kind of love again before the breaking of the day, before the ceiling started to descend, before I knew I'd have to pay. I gotta know that kind of love again. die to know that kind of love again. I'd die to know that kind of love again. I'd die to know that kind of love again. I'd die to know, I'd die to know, I'd die to know. You can trust me when I say, you can trust me, I've been wrong.
Thank you. her to the corner. She said, "Daddy, as far as I gotta go." I drive her to the corner. She said, "Daddy, as far as I gotta go."
Some good stuff right there. GA20. Man, oh man. Sitting at Home Alone. Terrific song off of the Boston Duo's fantastic new album. It's called Try It, You Might Like It. GA20 does the songs of Hound Dog Taylor. Hound Dog Taylor, a legendary blues musician from Chicago, I believe. And that GA20 album was released 2021, Karma Chief Records, and I highly recommend that one. Up ahead of that, Frightened Rabbit, Set You Free, and that's off the Scottish band's 2008 album, The Midnight Organ Fight. Christopher Paul Stelling doing Die to Know, and that's taken off the Asheville, North Carolina-based musician's a wonderful new album. It's called Forgiving It All. It was released September of 2021. And kicking off that set with some great new noise from Bill Squazzari, Not Should Have Known. Excellent tune off the New York Troubadours' upcoming new album, The Crosswinds of Kansas. It's out August 19th. So good. Again, I had the pleasure of having the release here in my hands early, and I've given it a listen, and all these tracks are fantastic. So many wonderful musicians on this album. Good job, Bill. This is a keeper right here. Again, I played you Not Should Have Known from Bill Squazzari. for New Noise. I'm Ryan D. This is Mike on the mic. I'm filling in. I hope that you are doing well, and I hope you are having a great, great Saturday morning, the first Saturday morning of July. I am indeed, because I'm here at WMFO in the booth on Tufts University, and I'm digging it. I was just here yesterday. I could be here every morning. But, you know, I guess I got a real job, I suppose. Let's see here. Let's get him back into it with some more New Noise. Here's a great track from a band with a name that I love, Fantastic Cat. This single just came out this week, and I dig it, and I think that you will as well. So here's more New Noise from a band calling themselves Fantastic Cat. Here is a track called The Gig. Mike on the mic.
When we got to the gig, well, the venue was closed forever. So we drove through the night and we stayed outside of Denver. But I couldn't sleep for the thought of our impending failure. Oh, such a sad, sick game we played. Trading stories and keeping score. And I don't know what I'm doing anymore. When we got to the lobby, the breakfast was closed out on. We said it's only 10:30 and we only got in at 7. She said there's a Denny's across the road and we want a chance of 111. So now I'm crossing this old highway for some coffee and scrambled eggs. And I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Yes, I told myself I was smart and I would follow my stupid heart with no proof that I was qualified at all. Told me I was ready made, but what did they know anyway? Oh, they were sweet, but their lives were simple and small. And I took it to me, and I took it to my dreams was called. Well, we got to the car, well, the car wouldn't start for nothing. So it pushed in a second, and we somehow got it running. Then we got to the gig, by the skin of our teeth, it was something. Oh, such sad, sick songs we play. Drinking stories and keeping score. And I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Yes, I told myself I was smart and I would follow my stupid heart with no proof that I was qualified at all. And people told me I was ready made, but what did they know anyway? Oh, they were sweet, but their lives were simple and small.
Thank you. passing through, passing through, passing through, passing through, passing through, passing through.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
You keep on eating. have a hassle with the human race. Sang hip hop and don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Get up!
Ocean.